Head of the Lassofrere monitoring team, Dr. Thomas Christopher, said, while seismic activity at Lassofrere volcano continues to be very low, they recorded one very small earthquake on Tuesday of this week.
I think the activity is more or less the same that has been the case for the last month or two. We had one very small earthquake, I think it was on Tuesday, and it was only detected on the Walibu station. So it gives you an idea of how small it is, or was, rather.
Dr. Christopher said the team has successfully installed new monitoring equipment and they continue to observe that things are settling down at Lassofrere.
We did a degassing measurement yesterday. I'm glad to say that the instruments that were used belong to SMU, the Lassofrere Monitoring Unit. So now the instrumentation that is being used to do that is actually owned by the state, the NEMO or whoever it is who actually owns it, and not borrowed equipment. So we've got that new equipment up and running. Took a measurement yesterday. I haven't processed it yet. Hopefully I'll do that over the next hour or two. It was a struggle to smell the gas. It wasn't that strong. It wasn't really overwhelming as it would have been in April or May. So, I mean, all of that more or less points to the fact that the activity is falling away and things are settling down.
Dr. Christopher said the alert level was lowered from orange to yellow this week, and he explained what this means for Vincentians. He also noted that there are still some minor secondary hazards around, as lahars can still occur when there is heavy rain.
I think that has a lot to do with the state of the volcano and what the perceived threat of the volcano is. Basically, I think that step down from orange to yellow suggests that the authorities and the scientific staff, you know, are of the opinion that, you know, the threat has been greatly reduced. So people living in these vulnerable areas are no longer at risk to at least primary hazards from the volcano. Of course, there's still some minor secondary hazards around, because you can get lahars if you get heavy rain and so forth. But I mean, in general, the activity and the level of risk has dropped significantly. So it's much safer now than it would have been. Or I think we're sure about saying it's safer now than it would have been maybe 2 or 3 months ago.
Head of the Lassofrere monitoring team, Dr. Thomas Christopher. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's Lassofrere Volcano Update.